Doyle Nee says, except for time away traveling and at college, he spent his whole life in Park City. The corner store pub and grill and corner sports owner has never sought public office before, nor has he served on any boards or commissions. But Doyle Nee says he has more time and energy now to participate in the community at that level, and he wants to be part of the conversation as Park City changes.
I just think Park City is growing in a unique way, and I think I have a perspective that sort of bridges the gap between the old and the new Park City, and I think that voice could come in handy.
As developments around the ski resort bases and in the Arts and Culture District come to fruition, Doyle Nee says he's concerned businesses based outside of Park City, such as Patagonia and L.L. Bean, will have more of a presence than locally owned businesses.
I would just like to see from developers and from any development plans that local Park City people have an opportunity to get in there, start businesses, and, you know, represent Park City from that perspective.
Council members Lynn Ware Peak, Nan Worrell, and Becca Gerber's seats are up for election this year. Peak recently announced her decision not to seek election after her term ends. Worrell says she will seek re-election, and Gerber intends to make an announcement about the council race soon. Declarations of candidacy can be filed with the city recorder June 3rd through June 7th. I'm Emily Means, KPCW News.